For 40s to low 50s and a light wind, partly cloudy tonight, low temperatures in the 30s.
FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com presents the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey. Special thanks to our sponsors, Skyline Health and Del Carpine Automotive. Now, here's Mark Bailey.
Good morning. It is 8:05. It is a Friday, the 21st of November. You're 6 days from Thanksgiving if you're counting and you haven't gotten everything ready to go, or if you're whatever you're getting for dinner on Thanksgiving. This morning, Tamara Tappell joins us, Mount Ames Chamber of Commerce. Got a bunch of stuff to talk about. There is the small business seminar, How to Thrive in the Gorge, coming up, and also White Salmon Lights. Formerly, I'm dreaming of a white salmon, and there was another name even before that, but I can't remember. But we'll talk about all the things they got planned here coming up as we end the holidays. Second half of the show, Pastor Vicki Stifler from Riverside Community Church is going to join us. Hood River's Community Thanksgiving Dinner is going to be, of course, on Thanksgiving at Riverside Community Church. We'll talk about what they've got planned this year. That is, again, just a few days away. But first, as we always do, let's tell you what this day has meant and what it means, at least to some people. This day in 1920, Bloody Sunday, the Irish Republican Army killed 14 suspected British intelligence officers in the Dublin area. British forces responded by raiding a soccer match and killing 14 civilians. 1964, the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, at the time the longest suspension bridge in the world, opened to traffic. This day in 1980, 85 people died, most due to smoke inhalation after a fire broke out at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Also in 1980 on this day, an estimated 83 million TV viewers. That's back when TV was all we had there, folks. They tuned into the CBS primetime soap opera Dallas to find out who shot JR. This was a thing, folks. As a kid, I was not into this, the soap opera thing. This was a nighttime soap opera. That's what it was. But it was a big deal. Who shot JR? The shooter turned out to be J.R. Ewing's sister-in-law, Kristen Shepard. 1985, Naval Intelligence Analyst Jonathan Pollard arrested and accused of spying for Israel. He later pled guilty to espionage and was sentenced to life in prison, but was released in 2015. 1990, junk bond financier Michael Milken, who had pled guilty to 6 felony counts, sentenced by a federal judge in New York to 10 years in prison. He served 2. 1995, Balkan leaders meeting in Dayton, Ohio, initialed a peace plan to end 3.5 years of ethnic fighting in the Bosnia-Herzegovina area. 2017, Zimbabwe's 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe resigned. He was facing impeachment proceedings and had been placed under house arrest by the military. And in 2022, NASA's Orion capsule reached the moon, whipping out the far side and buzzing the lunar surface on its way to a record-breaking orbit. It was the first time an American capsule visited the moon since NASA's Apollo program 50 years ago. Our days for today, I mentioned the TV audience for Dallas. It is World Television Day today for some reason. It's also World Hello Day, promoting world peace by saying hello. It's also Aliskatalo Day, and I don't know if I pronounced this right. This honors Alaskan humor as named for the Aliskatalo, a fictitious animal that is a cross between a moose and a walrus. It's an Alaskan legend, apparently. Our food today, it's very much holiday-related today. It's National Cranberry Day. It's National Gingerbread Day. Seems like that should be more toward Christmas, but there you go. It's National Stuffing Day today. And it's Pumpkin Pie Day today. It's jumping the gun a little bit, I guess, but I only report them. If I try to make sense of this stuff, I would probably just go crazy. But anyway, that's what we have for what it's worth. Probably not a whole lot. It is 8:09 in the morning. When we come back, Tamara Tappell, Mount Ames Chamber, right after this.
The holidays are here. And no matter how your family celebrates this season, it will definitely be brighter with $1,000 to add to your holiday cheer. Bi-Coastal Media wants to lift your holiday spirit with a $1,000 shopping spree at participating Gorge merchants. Just enter to win by December 17th. Get an extra $1,000 in your Christmas stocking by entering at any of these Gorge merchants.
West 2nd Street Market and Deli, Lone Pine Sinclair, Herbal Revival Apothecary, and Hats Downtown 76.
Get wall-to-wall savings at Affordable Floors and Abbey Carpets. Work directly with Larry, Morgan, or Shelby. They know flooring with over 30 years' experience, plus Affordable Floors gives you a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. So come to the one-stop shop for everything your floor needs. Get wall-to-wall savings at your hometown floor store. Affordable Floors and Abbey Carpets, 1512 Osprey Drive, across from Windmaster Market in Hood River, online at affordablefloorshr.com.
Hi, I'm John Hamm, and let me tell you about how you can help families at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Here, your generosity ensures that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. Help St. Jude give children the greatest gift, a chance at a lifetime.
This holiday, help St. Jude find more cures for more children. Donate now at musicgives.org.
One in 10 people age 50 and older in the U.S. have early age-related macular degeneration.
Because macular degeneration often has no early symptoms, many don't know they have it until irreversible vision loss has already occurred.
Don't miss life's most beautiful moments.
Schedule a comprehensive eye exam to protect your sight.
Macular Degeneration Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision.
Go to stopamd.org to learn more.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
And we welcome you back at 8:11 in the morning of Mid-Columbia Today from the Mount Ames Chamber of Commerce. Tamara Tappell, stop by. Good morning.
Hello. And good morning.
That was a forceful hello for the World Hello Day.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah, my headphones weren't ready for it. But thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. And going to talk about holiday stuff here in a minute. But first, well, something you got coming up on the 1st of December at the White Salmon Library. And this is, it's a small business seminar, but this is a little different because, you know, usually we see chambers, et cetera, do these seminars. They bring in somebody from the outside and who has no idea what goes on in the Gorge. You're taking a different tack here. You're going to actually have somebody who actually has done this in the Gorge and give some advice to people.
Yes, he's an award-winning business, and I think that he's, you know, got the track record to really make a good case of presenting information that can help others, and that's really the goal here.
Now, this is James Supski, right?
It is, with Margie's, yes.
Margie's Outdoor Store. I think they call it pot store.
It is the pot shop.
And I forget what the third one is.
It's just like a green door. They've got another name for it, and I don't have it off the top of my head. But
okay.
Yes,
third thing. Margie's.
Yes, Margie's Umbrella. Mystical Magical Margie's, rebranding that.
Mystical Magical Margie's.
Mm-hmm. New sign out front and everything.
Oh, there is a joke there, by the way, and I'm going to leave it out, given the business.
Okay.
You know, but basically this is going to be kind of addressing the challenges that Gorge small business owners face. And let's face it, they are numerous, aren't they?
They are. And you have to make yourself stand out. And that's one thing that James and his wife have done a great job of, is taking that business from where Margie had it and then really making it into something that stands out and that makes people stop, makes people want to come in and see what's going on inside. And so he does have some great... just examples of how he did it and how others can emulate he's not hiding the recipe to the secret sauce.
Yeah, I mean, you've been around businesses now for a long time in your role.
Yes.
What do you find are the common threads for people that are successful at it? Because, well, it's like with me, I see government officials come and go. I've watched them wander in and out of this studio for 30 plus years, some of which have been really effective, some of which have not been effective at all. And there are common threads you develop. What's kind of the common threads of people who do make a go of it in small business?
Well, they obviously have to be engaged in really giving their life over. I have to unfortunately say that's a part of it.
Yeah.
It's a sad fact of being a small business owner is, you know, your life balance really isn't in balance. But beyond that, I think the ones who are successful really depend on their community. They get engaged, you know, by becoming a chamber member, for example, coming to the networking events, by coming to informational seminars. But they also, you know, just engaging. Like in the White Salmon Business Alliance group, we see a lot of somebody says, hey, I've got this going on and I need some, I want to trade gift certificates so we can give them out. And, you know, they have a lot of syncing with the other businesses. Mm-hmm. When they're in a tight spot or something, they need support, those other businesses are going to be there to help, you know, in whatever way they can support them, send business to them, guide them to resources that can help them get through the rough patch. I mean, there's just a lot of ways that we all, as a community, come together.
I mean, I think you also throw one of the big parts is that you have to engage with the community. It can't necessarily, if you want the community to engage with you, it's got to be a two-way street.
I believe that, yes, because if you're just stuck in your own little silo, it just doesn't work. I mean, you can't, yes, people may know about your business, but when you're engaged out there, everybody becomes word-of-mouth ambassadors about your business. Mm-hmm.
So again, this is going to be on December 1st, so the Monday after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to try to jam it into the three day week of Thanksgiving, or if you're a small business owner, the 7 day week or 8 day week of Thanksgiving probably is more accurate to put it. You're going to do this at White Salmon Library.
Yes, Sprint Baker Room, open to the public. You can just pop in. You don't even need to register. We'd really love to have you come. We've got resources from Mid-Columbia Economic Development District, better known as MECED, and also the Washington Small Business Development Center. Both of those are excellent resources for people who have a business. Maybe they're thinking about starting a business, or they're already, you know, have been doing a business for several years. These are entities that have a lot of value for any small business, any size of business, really, but small businesses in particular.
So 5:30 to 7, Monday, December 1st, White Salmon Library. Just drop in.
Yes. We'd love to see you.
It's that simple. Let's move down to the holiday part of all this. Mm-hmm. And because on the first weekend of December,
yes,
this used to be Dreaming of White Salmon. It's grown, hasn't it?
It has. And there was a point when it was, you know, we started with Breakfast with Santa at the middle school and a bazaar and a lot of things that have now faded away. Through the pandemic years, things just didn't survive and never came back. And it's been a little soft. But this year, Dale Grinstead has taken up the chair, and he really had a vision for White Salmon Village Lights. It has its own logo now, and it is an umbrella of a whole weekend of it's just coming together. Like this week, every day, I keep just like constantly like popcorning at me new business, or not new businesses, new things that the businesses are offering.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say, you know, the Village Lights part of this.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys do some. I know Dock Raid, I think you guys light up.
Lit up.
Okay.
Just decorations.
Oh, just decorations. Mm-hmm. Even just decorating Dock Raid Road must be a task.
They've got a process. They've got a system. Ryan Krapps has a lift truck, and that's all it makes a big difference.
I'm sure it does. That's not the easiest road to decorate.
No.
But you do get the town dressed up.
We do. We really enjoy it. Dock Raid has been, I'm not even sure how many years now that we've been decorating it, but people keep bringing us new ornaments every year, so it grows. Some break in the, you know, the winter time, so we have to replace, but it seems like we're just continuing to be able to gain more decorations, and it just is, it's magical when you drive up that, especially if the sun's sparkling on them.
So let's talk about what's going on. Oh, it's double-sided. Okay.
It is.
There's a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
Just pick one. I'll let you start.
Well, you know, first off, there's some cookie decorating on Thursday. Let's start there, because that's kind of the real, you know, pre-runner of everything. If you want to go to LDT Wines in downtown White Salmon, that's where they're going to be hosting that little fun event. Mm-hmm. More information is available on all of this on the explorewhitesalmon.com website, just as a reminder, because there's a lot of information we're going to share. Saturday morning is going to start off with a fun run. It's an ugly sweater fun run. And we're going to have two runs. One will be for children. There's no fee to register. And then right after the kids run will be an adult ugly sweater fun run. And that is a $20 fee. Mm-hmm. And I think the PTO is actually the recipient of those funds. I could be wrong.
So they're going to jog or run.
Mm-hmm.
In sweaters.
Yeah. ugly.
Yeah, the ugly sweater party, I get that. I'm just thinking, boy, that's some extra weight to run with. Hey,
I don't know.
Go for it.
You know, it is December, so yeah. It could be chilly.
Well, yes, I expect it would be. Yeah, that's an interesting concept. But,
it'll be a fun photo shoot anyways, right?
So yeah, you're going to get some good photos for whatever you do for social media out there.
That's right.
So you got the fun run going on.
And then really out throughout the whole day, there is just, I'm not even going to be able to capture all of it, but there are things happening in White Salmon all day long. So you could come at any point in time and pop in and catch something fun that's happening. If you have kids, there's going to be a couple different opportunities to have photos done with Santa. One in the middle of the day from like 11 to 2 at Ace Hardware with other stuff that they've got offered. But also then in the evening, we'll have Santa at Moscow Moto, which is a great little motorcycle shop over there in White Salmon. And they're opening their lobby for us to come in and visit with Santa in there. There's going to be oysters and wine down at Ridge of Wonder, and the Makerspace has got a festival of making. They're doing crafts and things that people can come in and work on stuff.
Mm-hmm. You've also got the Wassail.
Yes.
At White Sand Valley Community Library.
Friends of the library have done that for a lot of years.
This is a traditional one, isn't it, for White Salmon?
Yes, that is a piece that has held on for many years from before and continues as a part of the traditional weekend, first weekend in December over there in White Salmon. And the other traditional piece that, of course, we have retained is the lighting of the tree and the menorah. Mm-hmm. And at that same venture, we have Encounter Church brings up like amazing amount of homemade cookies and just offers out cookies. They've got Ryan Cider that they've just give away, and their community partners has these fire pits, and people are able to just get little kits to make s'mores, and it is a lot of fun.
And I think that's about 5 o'clock or so, if I remember right.
Exactly,
somewhere in
there. Yeah, 5 to 5:30 is about when that tree lighting event happens, and then after that, now the last few years it's just kind of ended, and you could wander downtown and get something to eat or drink. But we've got stuff that's going to continue happening after the tree lighting. There's actually a Christmas tree beer garden that's going to be tucked up behind Moscow Moto in a little Christmas tree lot made up there. And of course, that's an adult only venue. But Church Street will be closed, and so there's going to be a lot of just things to wander around. There's all the businesses are involved in a light displayed contest. So we'll hopefully have a lot of glow happening, and the street will be very pleasant to just wander. It's not going to be dim and dark at all.
It's the holidays. It shouldn't be dim and dark.
that's
Halloween. That was the one you did
a month ago.
So a lot of stuff going on. You also have on Sunday after that.
Yeah, the grand finale to this weekend is Sip the Gorge. And this is going to be sort of our holiday wine walk, but we're going to have the walking part be very minimal because we're going to actually be inside the Mountain View Grange Hall up there in White Salmon. And there will be 13 different wineries that are going to be paired, each one with a food pairing that's been curated specifically for their wine. And then they'll have a second wine for tasting, each of them as well. So we have a little jazz band that's going to play. It'll be a very intimate event. I know there are less than 50 tickets available right now. So I would encourage anybody who's interested to not delay in getting that ticket.
So again, there's time running out on that one. And this, as you said, this Sip the Gorge is something that's been they've been doing on a kind of a semi-annual basis here.
We have a spring wine walk that we do during the Wildflower Festival, and we're going to continue to do that. It's Mother's Day weekend on the Sunday, Saturday, sorry. But this, we found that our outdoor wine walks the last few years in the fall, the weather was just not conducive to wandering around with your glass of wine. Not nearly as much fun as the spring one. So here we are. We're going to try this.
Well, let's go indoors. That seems like a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. Also in the holiday spirit, this isn't necessarily officially a part of all this, but a Bingen Theater, they're going to do a radio play, which actually we've done some radio plays also here in the Hood River area. I know Columbia Center of the Arts in the years past have done it. They're going to do it now at Bingen Theater. It's a Wonderful Life. And what makes this difference is you're going to see how they did it years ago on radio.
Joe and April just hosted us yesterday morning for our Morning Connections event. Yes. And so we got a whole tour of the theater and we saw the set for this. Mm-hmm. And it was really great to kind of get the inside scoop on what's going to happen with this. And it really is going to be very cool.
Well, I guess from what I gather from this, assuming, again, they're saying live radio play, you're going to get to see how they kind of, there was ingenuity in how they did sound effects. I mean, it was really remarkable, some of the things back then that they did to make it sound like you were there.
Yeah. Joe picked up this old big leather catcher mitt and punched it.
I will tell a little known secret from this station.
Okay.
We actually, because we had a heavy schedule of baseball playoff games very early in my tenure here, about 1990, where we couldn't get to every game that day with Hood River Valley. We did a couple of them recreated out of the studio here, where we were doing that with glove and the ball, and I think I had a plastic pipe for a bat I'd hit against a wooden chair when the ball was hit, things like that. And that's what they did. That's what, it was remarkable how they came up with some of these things.
Yeah. You know. I think it's going to be very fascinating. This particular production is really, you're almost on two different levels of things that are going on between the actual play and then, like you say, the things that are, how they're doing it.
Yeah. So bigbridges.org, you can learn all about it. They start December 5th. They have various, throughout 3 weekends, I think, of performances. You can check that out as well. Don't think we mentioned also on the 6th and 7th, which I guess is Saturday and Sunday.
I'm trying to think
ahead here.
I know.
You've got the Tarwater Tavern has a naughty or nice hot chocolate bar.
That sounds enticing, doesn't it?
That'll work. I'm always good for hot chocolate. So yeah, that's always a good one. But again, there's all sorts of stuff going on here.
We are going to have alpacas in the WorkSource parking lot for like a little petting zoo.
Okay.
There's going to be some carolers that'll be wandering around.
All right.
I mean, it's really going to be lively.
So again, this is all coming up the first weekend of December.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday, December 6th is the big day.
But
there's other things going on around it. The website again. That's where everybody can get all the information.
ExploreWhiteSalmon.com.
And so, heading into the holidays.
That's right. Come visit us.
Yeah, again, that'll be the weekend of December the 6th for you to check all that out. Tamara Tappel's been with us. And again, How to Thrive in the Gorge, the Small Business Seminar, Monday, December 1st, 5:30 to 7. That'll be in the White Salmon Library, presented by James Zabisky from Margie's. Tamara, thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Have a great Thanksgiving. 8:26 in the morning. We will come back and get a look at the news for you after this.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
It's the most longest lines of the year.
The holidays are here again, and for me that means standing in a lot of long lines. Luckily, there's one long line I can cross off my holiday list, because this year I'm shipping all my gifts at the UPS store. They have thousands of locations, so I can get in, send my gifts, and get out. And because the UPS store has packaging experts, I know my gifts are in professional hands. So while everyone else is waiting in an endless line this year,
there'll be all kinds of standing and people demanding, please get me out.
I'll be spending time with my family. Maybe even do some shopping for myself.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hi, this is Brad Rylick, owner of the UPS store. Take some holiday stress off your plate this year. Let us ship your packages. It's simple. You save time and money. We get them there quickly and in one piece. We're Hood River's one-stop holiday shipping, packaging, service, center, and more. The UPS store.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the Gorge's local coffee roasters, on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
8:29 in the morning on Mid-Columbia today. Mark Bailey with Cameron Eisenberg producing here on this Friday, heading toward the weekend. And it's like we have some sunshine today and tomorrow. Weather coming up in a little bit. But first, here's a look at what's in the news. The Federal Highway Administration has formally issued its approval of the National Environmental Protection Policy Act, I should say. Review process for the proposed new Hood River White Salmon Interstate Bridge. The record of decision documents the selected bridge alternative and confirms that anticipated environmental impacts, mitigation commitments, and public and tribal input have been fully reviewed under federal law. It enables the project to move into final design, permitting, right-of-way actions, and construction procurement, while recording required environmental, cultural, and tribal mitigation commitments, paving the way for federal funding to be obligated for the project. The $1.12 billion project is a pending $532 million request to the Federal Bridge Investment Program to complete the financial stack to move into construction. Bridge Authority co-chair Mike Fox called the approval a pivotal moment for our region. With the record of decision secured, the bridge project team led by HNTB and Kiewit Infrastructure West will continue working toward final design and securing permits and approvals. Once full funding is secured, construction is expected to take about 4 years, with the new bridge slated to open in 2031. The Link Public Transit announcing will offer an annual $80 dial-a-ride pass for unlimited dial-a-ride service within northern Wasco County, including the Dalles, Mosier, and Duffer, starting December 1st. The agency said the pass is open to all riders and especially beneficial for seniors and people with disabilities. Riders are encouraged to book at least 1 day in advance, with the rides available on a first-come, first-served basis. The pass will also act as a regular gorge pass to ride all fixed-route services provided by the Link, Columbia Area Transit, Mount Adams Transportation Services, and Skamania County Transit. The rate of Oregon ninth graders on track to graduate in 4 years hit record highs during the 2024-25 school year. That's according to new data from the Oregon Department of Education. But nearly 35% of those students were chronically absent, generally meaning they missed at least 3 weeks of classes during the 160-day school year. Oregon's school year is already among the shortest in the country. The Oregon Capital Chronicle reporting roughly 40% of Oregon high school sophomores and juniors and more than half of all high school seniors were chronically absent, according to the data. That problem has persisted for high schoolers throughout the state since students returned from school following the COVID pandemic. The data part of the state's at-a-glance report cards for each district and build on state assessment data reported in October showing Oregon students have made small gains in key subjects over the last year, but are still lagging behind the proficiency levels of their peers before the pandemic. Governor Tina Kotek described attendance rates in Oregon schools as unacceptable in a statement and said the state has not rebounded from the pandemic quickly enough. She pointed to initiatives at the Oregon Department of Education meant to encourage parents to send their kids to school and for schools to collect better data as moving the needle, but offered little else for concrete solutions to Oregon's persistently low school attendance. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife investigating after a humpback whale became entangled and stranded on a beach near Yahats earlier this week, leading to the whale being euthanized. According to ODFW, the whale became entangled in gear from the Oregon Commercial Dungeness crab fishery before ending up on the beach. After failed attempts to save the whale, it was euthanized by veterinarians from the West Coast Marine Mammal Stranding Network. The cause of the whale stranding is still under investigation, and a necropsy was performed on Wednesday to evaluate the health of the whale leading up to the stranding. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries is leading the investigation, but ODFW said it is helping with the entanglement investigation by interviewing gear owners and providing fishery information. ODFW said it has adopted several regulations to reduce marine life entanglement, which include a 20% pot limit reduction and banning crabbing outside of 40 fathoms during the late season. Our current temperatures: 39 in Stevenson, 36 in the Dalles, 38 in Hood River. It's 8:33 in the morning on Mid-Columbia today.
It's the year-end sales event with the Ford crew.
It's sales event time, Sam.
Temperatures are dropping, but the deals are just getting hot.
Time for our annual Ford Holiday Gift Guide.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to go wrong with great deals on trucks and SUVs from Ford, America's all-time best-selling auto brand.
Don't forget the first rule of holiday gift-giving, Hank.
What's that, Sam?
Always remember to treat yourself, too.
Well said.
Based on Automotive News Almanac historical data and industry-reported sales data from 1909 through 2024 CY. Hi, this is Nicole with McCoy Holliston Insurance, powered by Your Policy. We're honored to be recognized the best insurance agency in the Gorge 5 years running. This reflects the trust, loyalty, and long-term relationships we've built with our clients for nearly 80 years. At McCoy Holliston, we take pride in offering dependable guidance and personal service. Whether you need protection for your home, car, business, farm, or life, your trust means everything to us. Call us at McCoy Holliston Insurance, where relationships and service still come first.
The holidays are here, and no matter how your family celebrates this season, it will definitely be brighter with $1,000 to add to your holiday cheer. Bi-Coastal Media wants to lift your holiday spirit with a $1,000 shopping spree at participating Gorge merchants. Just enter to win by December 17th. Get an extra $1,000 in your Christmas stocking by entering at any of these Gorge merchants.
Gills Point S Tire and Auto in the Dalles and Hood River, Gorge Granite Works, Misfits, and Clint's Booksellers.
Hood River Valley High School's annual canned food drive is underway. We will be collecting cans, dry good items, and feminine products through December 17th, and monetary donations through January 8th. All donations will go to the Fish Food Bank. On weekends, HRBHS students will be at Walmart to accept donations. If you would like to donate online, click the link on the HRBHS website. Make sure to clearly state which third period class your donations is going to. Help us to do something amazing for the people in our community. Happy holidays.
KIHR weather for the Gorge.
This forecast is brought to you by SheFire. We're your local fire protection company. Call to get your fire extinguishers inspected today. 541-980-1181. SheFire, 980-1181.
Mostly sunny skies today. Highs in the upper 40s to low 50s and a light wind. Partly cloudy tonight. Low temperatures in the 30s.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
And we welcome you back at 8:36 in the morning. We're happy to have with us from Riverside Community Church in Hood River, Pastor Vicki Stifler. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. And it's that time of year again. It's Thanksgiving dinner time. How long have you guys been doing this now?
It's been over 10 years since we started this.
If I remember, there is a history, if I remember, behind this. I think you took it, there was one beforehand, and then it kind of migrated.
Right.
You may not hand it off, it just kind of
slid over to Riverside. Yes. Yes. It's been a long-standing piece, but this particular iteration has existed for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. We had a few modifications during the COVID years, but we're back at it in person.
Basic concept behind it, though. What do you try to do?
Basic concept is to provide a place for people to come together on Thanksgiving as a community, to eat good food, to perhaps meet some new people. That's the idea.
So you're going to do this at noon to 2, I believe, Thanksgiving Day, your Riverview room. And for those who may not be familiar, you've got a view.
Yes, we do. We have quite... That is indeed why the room is called the Riverview Room. It has quite a view of the river. So, it's one of the best in town, yes.
So you've got that. How you put this all together? I think you do about 250 dinners or so.
Yeah, we're going to be... we anticipate maybe 150 dinners in person. Okay. And then we have 100 meals that we'll be delivering in the community to people who can't get out and make it in person. Yes, about 250. It's a labor of love for lots of people. We have volunteers from a variety of churches, community groups.
Now you've got an advantage here that you do have somebody to spearhead the kitchen effort who knows how to feed a lot of people.
Yes, we do indeed. We've been gifted with Kathy Watson for a number of years, who's a chef extraordinaire, and she's handed off, I have to say, we've handed it off to kind of a new generation of folks who are stepping in. She's still involved, but not quite as hands-on.
She provides the roadmap. She's able to direct the traffic.
Yes.
I mean, I would imagine, when do you start cooking for this? This has got to be, you know, maybe even now?
Well, not quite, but a few days ahead of time, there'll be volunteer crews that are signed up to peel potatoes and to do all of that ahead of time, so that by the time Thanksgiving rolls around, we're ready to go.
You mentioned volunteers. How are you doing on that front?
We're doing great. We have a few shifts available. It may not be surprising to people that the shifts that are still available have to do with cleanup.
That seems to be what happens at one's home, too.
Yes. Yeah. People seem to find other things to do when it comes to time to do the dishes. And yes, but other than that, we've done great. And people can go on our website at Riverside, UCC.com, and check out and see what's available and sign up.
So what's on the menu? I've steered away from that, but well, I can't wait anymore.
You can imagine that it's fairly recognizable. Of course, turkey. We have mashed potatoes, gravy, vegetables, and pumpkin pie, of course.
Yep.
And we have great businesses in town have been very generous over the years. Rommel's in downtown Hood River has donated the turkeys once again this year. Boda's, also down on Oak Street, has donated the pumpkin pies. Gorge Grown Food Network has procured a lot of the vegetables and herbs and things for us. So it's been a great community effort.
You know, you mentioned that you deliver some meals also. And obviously this is for those who unfortunately can't get out anymore,
right?
Whatever the reasons are, is there still time if someone is in need?
Unfortunately, all the slots for deliveries are filled up. So, we need to do that quite a bit in advance. But those are filled up. We absolutely have room for people to come down and,
But it's a obviously that's part of why you do this, isn't it? Because there are a lot of people, unfortunately, They can't get to where maybe they'd like to be for medical reasons or other reasons, and it brings a light to the Thanksgiving holiday.
Right. It's a beautiful mixture of people. I mean, we have people who are unhoused who are coming to us from the shelter. We also have people who can make very healthy donations and come down because they want to spend time with other people in the community. It might be a couple who's at home and they want to be with others, or just people who don't want to cook and come down and eat some great food. So it's really beautiful to see the connections that are made.
And I think you've got a little music there as well.
We will. We have a piano. We'll have a pianist. And so, yes.
So you've got that going on also. You mentioned that, donations are certainly accepted here.
Yes, absolutely. This is a fully donation-run affair, and so we'll have an opportunity for people to make donations on site who are able to on the day of, and people can also go on Riverside's website and make a donation online as well, or send a check and drop by the church.
So, people get a chance to enjoy a good dinner, obviously, but I imagine there's a lot more to it than that, isn't there, when people go to this?
There is. I mean, there are many ways to get food. You can do a drive-through. You do a takeout or whatever, but this is a really special affair where we have it set up beautifully. People sit down and they actually get a chance to linger around the table. And I've seen people connect with folks they and I have as a volunteer connected with people that I would not have met otherwise. And so that's really what it's all about. It's a celebration of food. It's a celebration of the day, the holiday itself, and it's also a celebration of community.
And again, it's open to anybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely open to anybody. 12 to 2, you can come down on your own. You can bring a family, friends.
So again, it's at Riverside Community Church Riverview Room in the Dalles. I mean, Hood River, I'm sorry. I've got the Dalles dinner
come to Hood River. Downtown.
I'll mention the Dalles one, by the way, here in a few minutes. But for those who aren't familiar with it, you have a pretty prominent spot in this town.
We do. Right downtown, it's the old brick basalt church that's right next to the courthouse and kind of diagonal from the library. So
so you're right next to the courthouse there, right there on State Street. So on Thanksgiving there's plenty of parking out there too if you're going over there. But again, noon to 2 Thursday, Riverview Community Room, Riverside Community Church Riverview Room.
Exactly.
It's been a long week. but again, noon to 2, and everybody's welcome to take part. And again, if someone wants to donate to this, whether they're eating or not, but they just want to help with us, you know, the fact that you're delivering to people, et cetera, how do they do it?
They can contact the church in person. You can stop by the church. You can go online to our website, riversideucc.com, call the church office, or send in a check. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vicki Stifler from Riverside Community Church, thanks for doing this.
All right, thank you. Good to be here.
Now 15 minutes to the hour. We'll come back and talk a little at you right after this.
Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge, tax, due, and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
It's the season to come together over your holiday favorites at Starbucks. Warm up with a creamy caramel brulee latte. Get festive with an iced gingerbread chai. Or share a velvety peppermint mocha. Together is the best place to be at Starbucks.
Having a tough time paying your bills? Learn how to reduce your credit card debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call the Debt Helpline now for free advice. 800-329-9912. 800-329-9912.
Hi, this is Michelle from Hood River Supply. Got a big project? We've got rentals, heaters, generators, flooring tools, and even gear for larger jobs. As your locally owned co-op since 1949, we serve over 1,500 members gorge-wide. Plus, enjoy store-to-door delivery within 50 miles. Join the co-op or Ace Rewards and start saving. Visit us in Hood River, Odell, or online at hrsupply.com. Hood River Supply, around the block with what you need in stock and rentals, too.
Hey, have you noticed all the new eye-catching business signs, banners, and logos all over the gorge?
Rage Graphics with an X and design.
Get the word out!
Yeah, good. That's the point.
Rage Graphics and Design. For sign design, three-dimensional carved signs, banners, embroidery.
So the other day, I asked this guy, hey, are you staring at me? He said, no, I'm staring at your logo.
With Rage Graphics and Design, they'll stare at you, too. 217 East 3rd Street in the Dalles. Call 296-SIGN. Online at RageGraphicsWithAnX.com.
Get the word out.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters, on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
Eight 8:46 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. I mentioned the Dalles Thanksgiving dinner. The Dalles Community Thanksgiving dinner, sponsored by the Salvation Army there, is from noon to 3 on Thursday at St. Mary's Academy in the Dalles. If you need to order a delivery meal in the Dalles for that, you can call 541-296-6417. You probably should do so fairly quickly. If you just need to volunteer, thedalles.salvationarmy.org is where you can sign up, we are told. thedalles.salvationarmy.org. Also, I'll mention a couple fundraisers going on in the Gorge here this weekend. We've got tonight at Gateway Presbyterian Church in the Dalles, the Hope Academy Spaghetti and Silent Auction Fundraiser. I say tonight, it's actually 4 to 7, and that's $15 for adults, $12 and under kids are $10, children 5 and under eat free. Tickets are available at Hope Academy and Spooky's Pizza in the Dalles, and again, that's today from 4 until 7. Tomorrow evening, Hood River Elks Lodge, Boots and Boogie, a night of music, dance, and support for the Kai Huggins family. That'll be tomorrow evening. Doors open at 6 at the Elks Lodge in Hood River. Suggested $20 donation at the door. Kids are welcome. Now, of course, what we just mentioned, those dinners, that means those are calories, man. You're going to put on some poundage, perhaps. But you can prepare. You know how? Very simple. You can run or walk. And there's 3 turkey trots going on in our area on Thanksgiving Day. 3 of them. First of all, Columbia Gorge Toyota and Honda Turkey Trot Benefit Run and Walk. This will benefit Columbia Gorge Food Bank. Starting 8 o'clock Thursday morning, Lewis and Clark Festival Park in the Dalles at the 5K or 1 mile runner walk. $20 entry fee, $25 though, after Tuesday. 12 and under will be free. Register at runsignup.com. Stevenson Turkey Trot 5K. Thursday morning at 8, Skamania County Fairgrounds Exhibit Hall is where they'll start. Advance sign-up at runsignup.com. It's a free event, but bring a donation of non-perishable food or cash to give to the local food bank. and Mosier Twin Tunnels Turkey Trot Fun Run on Thanksgiving Day. It's a fundraiser for Mosier Community School at 9:30. Run or walk 5K or 12K, and there's a kid's 1 mile. $15 for adults, $5 for kids, $35 for a family. Sign up at twintunnelsturkeytrot.eventbrite.com. So if you are a runner or a walker, you've got plenty of options on Thanksgiving morning to prep yourself to earn your Thanksgiving dinner, if you will. Just many things going on in the area. Yeah, and Millie, Thanksgiving is, for me, the last 20-plus years, has revolved around football playoff games for me, with high school football and my work there. I'll have the state 6A championship on OSA radio that I work the next day. So I spend a lot of Thanksgiving prepping for the football game, or games, because oftentimes I'm doing more than one that weekend, depending how many they put at Hillsborough Stadium where they base me out of. So it's a little different for me. We kind of scaled back Thanksgiving a bit at our house. So we used to always try to get down to the Eugene area where family was. But me, because of my schedule anymore, we tend to stick close to home and make the trip more the Christmas time trip. Now to something completely different, as the great Monty Python comedy troupe used to say. You know, we hear about strange court filings in this country. We are not alone. This is a bit different. This comes to us from Australia. There is a prisoner challenging Australian state's ban on inmates eating Vegemite. You know, that's the spread that it was probably made famous internationally by the group Men at Work when I was a teenager or so, when they had their massive international hit Down Under. And at one point there's a reference to bring me a Vegemite sandwich, which had a lot of people in this country going, what in the world are you talking about? Now, this lawsuit claims that the prison in this area of Australia is withholding the polarizing yeast-based spread, and it breaches his human right to enjoy his culture as an Australian. 54-year-old Andre McKechnie, who's merely serving a life sentence for murder, took his battle for salty, sticky, brown byproduct of brewing beer, that's what Vegemite is, to the Supreme Court of Victoria, according to documents released to the Associated Press this week. Most Australians revere Vegemite as an unfairly maligned culinary icon. I'm going to admit, I've never tasted it. Salty is what I have been told is what to expect. More than 80% of Australian households, though, are estimated to have a jar in their pantries. But apparently inmates in all 12 prisons in the state of Victoria are going without. So McKechnie is suing Victoria's Department of Justice and Community Safety and the agency that manages the prisons, Corrections Victoria. Case is scheduled for trial next year. Vegemite has been banned from Victorian prison since 2006, with Corrections Victoria saying it interferes with narcotic detection dogs. Apparently, the state officials say that inmates used to smear packages of illicit drugs with Vegemite in the hope the odor would distract the dogs from the contraband. Vegemite also contains yeast, which is banned from Victorian prisons because of its potential to be used in the production of alcohol. Now, a decade ago, Vegemite's then-American owner, Mondelez International, rejected media reports that remote Australian indigenous communities were using Vegemite to brew alcohol in bathtubs. Mondelez said in a statement the manufacturing process killed the yeast and that Vegemite cannot be fermented into alcohol. I bet you there are some that are taking up that challenge, by the way. So McKechnie apparently is seeking a court declaration that the defendants denied him his right under the Charter of Human Rights and Responsibilities Act to, quote, enjoy his culture as an Australian. Now, of course, I think my response to this is very simple. If you want to continue to enjoy your culture as an Australian, don't commit a major felony that puts you in prison for, well, in this case, life, because he killed someone. So I'm not exactly having a whole lot of sympathy for the lack of Vegemite in his life. Appears he had opportunities to keep it in his life and didn't do it. But that's a strange one. Again, if you listen to the news in this country and you hear something that and you go, why is this in court? Again, we are not alone. It happens everywhere, apparently. Actually, I'm surprised. The only thing that surprised me, I can see where they don't give them the jars of Vegemite because of the reasons that were outlined, namely the hiding contraband reason. To be honest, people have been figuring out ways to make alcohol in all sorts of different ways with all sorts of different ingredients forever. That isn't going to change. But I get it with the narcotics detection dogs and confusing them. But I'm a little surprised they don't, though, just serve it in their meals, like pre-spread on the bread. So, you know, like a little amount so you can't use it in this manner. Because I don't think Vegemite, one of its appeals, I think, now I'm not a expert on this by any means, so someone may has more of a knowledge of Australian culture and Vegemite might correct me here. But I think one of its appeals is it's not particularly expensive. And again, it was apparently a byproduct of brewing beer. And somebody spread it on, made a sandwich out of it and went, wow, this is actually pretty good. Or depending on your taste, somebody also probably went, wow, why are we doing here? This is awful. Because I've been told that this, for the American palate, Vegemite is not particularly appealing. You know, palates differ, though, around the world. So it might be a delicacy in Australia. And again, it is a big part of Australian culture, that I know. And we can probably think of food products here that are a big part of our culture that aren't elsewhere. But again, I don't really have any great sympathy for this person. Yeah. If you want to continue to have the wide menu of what's available out for you food-wise, don't commit felonies. That seems pretty basic. It's 8:56. I will leave this pointless rant and come back and tell you what's coming up next week. We've got only three shows next week, but we're pretty much full up. We'll talk about it after this.
Get huge Black Friday savings on Nokian Tires, Nexen, Hankook, Toyo, and Falcon Tires. Hills Point S Tire and Auto's biggest sale is back. It's the Black Friday Burnout Event. From November 24th through December 1st, buy any three Nokian Tires, Nexen, Hankook, Toyo, and Falcon Tires and get one free. That's right, buy three and get one free. Visit us in the Dalles and Hood River or buy tires online at gillspointstire.com.
No stress with Point S.
For those of us who call the Gorge home, rural healthcare isn't a luxury, it's a lifeline. It's the difference between waiting and being cared for today, between a long drive in the dark and emergency care just minutes away. At Skyline Health, rural healthcare isn't a side mission, it's who we are. We're your neighbors, investing our hearts and resources to care for this place we love. This National Rural Health Day, we celebrate those who make it possible. Skyline Health, owned by you, trusted by you, here for you. MySkylineHealth.org.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on Mid-Columbia's News Leaders, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR.
And it is now 8:57 in the morning on this Friday. We can tell you Monday we'll talk City Hood River, Mayor Paul Blackburn and City Manager Abigail Elder. And we will also talk Clickitat County Commission, and Ron Eirig is our scheduled guest on Monday. Tuesday on this show, Mayor of the Dalles, Rich Mays, will be with us. Wednesday, Jacob Anderson, Mike Foss, Hood River Whites Haven Bridge Authority are going to join us. And we'll talk about, again, which we had on the news here a moment ago, the approval, the EPA review process for the proposed new Hood River Whites Haven Interstate Bridge, or as is bureaucratically called, the Record of Decision. It is a fairly major step for this bridge. The real major step is going to be getting the $532 million request from the Bridge Investment Program nailed down. That will be the major step. But we'll talk about how this may pave the way for that with Jacob and Mike. And then Jennifer Pauletto from WAGAP will join us to finish off the week next week. Of course, no show Thursday because of Thanksgiving. No show Friday. It's the day after Thanksgiving. And we will come back for the home stretch to the end of the year on Monday, December 1st. We're not that far off. We aren't. We're closing in. I know I talk a lot of holiday stuff today when I keep saying I don't talk holidays that much at this time of year. But they're important things. They're good events for people. I'm willing to do that. I just don't need to hear the Christmas music already. So with that Grinchy moment for our producer Cameron Eisenberg, who will be gone next week, enjoy the trip. I'm Mark Bailey. Thank you for joining us. Talk to you again on Monday.
Columbia Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 541-386-1511. If you've missed any of today's show, go online to gorgeradio.com and click on Local On Demand for our podcast version. Thank you for listening to Mid-Columbia Today.
Today's Country, KIHR, Hood River, rebroadcast.